Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay.
All right, I went to court yesterday. A couple of months ago, I got a ticket. And a speeding ticket. I hadn't had a speeding ticket in years, okay? So I didn't really know how it worked with the paying of the ticket. I just assumed you could go in and pay it at any time you want to pay it, or you could show up for court and you can contest it. So I decided that I'd just pay it a week or so before the court date. Well, that's not the rules. You got to wait. You go 20 days, and after 20 days, it's mandatory court date. And that's where I got caught up, into a mandatory court date yesterday at 1:15 in the afternoon. So, Jamie, I go down there. First of all, I'm a nervous wreck, okay? I don't know why. Walking into the courthouse makes you nervous.
Okay.
It's intimidating. You don't know what you're walking
it's
into.
It's like when a cop pulls you over. You're like, even though you're totally sober, you're fine, you've got all your registration and everything, for some reason you're like, oh my God!
It makes you uneasy.
It's just a stinking speeding ticket, but I'm on the edge, man.
Especially when you go the metal detector.
Yeah, I know. So I go into the court, and my ticket is $98 and 1 point against my license, okay? Everybody knows how that works. And so I go in, and I go into the courtroom. Well, I walk into the courtroom, and the judge and this kid and a cop are arguing like crazy. They're arguing over this kid got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, and he's defending himself.
Oh,
so
really?
The court's going on, and the clerk who's sitting off to the side gives me the come here with the finger, you know, hey, come here a minute. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to get up here and, you know, piss off the judge.
You're next.
Before I got to see him, you know, I'm not going to interrupt anything. And she kept doing this. So I finally walked up to her and I said, look, I don't want any trouble. I just want to pay my ticket.
Right.
I missed the 20-day period and I'm so sorry. She goes, don't worry. Here at the courthouse, we give you a sweet deal.
At the courthouse, we give you a sweet deal.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
She gave me a piece of paper. She goes, go over to that lady over there on the other side of the room. Go to that lady over there. She'll take care of this. You'll get a better deal than if you paid it online.
Really?
And I said, what?
A sweet deal at the courthouse?
So I go over to the other lady, and the other lady says, first of all, no points. Second of all, no $98. We're going to drop it down to $81.
What?
She goes, and she says to me, she goes, look, we don't let the secret out, but that's what we do here. If you show up at court, we take everything and we lower it for you.
She said that.
Yes.
You
to
better,
me personally.
Listen, you cannot give out false information if that's not true, because somebody's going to go to court today.
Jamie, I swear. Why would I sit here and lie
and say, can I have the BJ deal?
She said to me verbatim, when you come in person with the court dates, when you show up, you show sincerity that you want to pay it, whatever, we lower it. We take care of it.
Every time?
Yeah, she said, and she even said
now
to
I'm
me.
Now I'm scared because I kind of want to take the gamble.
She even said to me, it's just something that we don't let the word out on.
What?
So I said, well, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, now the word's out. Yeah. And every time I get a ticket, I'm going to court.
I know. But what if, like, Douglas County is different?
Nah, no Pasco.
And all of a sudden we go in with the BJ deal.
And they're
like, well, this is Douglas County, not Jeffco.
Only speed when you get into Jefferson County.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Don't speed in Douglas County. Just
Holy
speed in Jeffco.
Holy crap, that's crazy.
Is that wild?
Yeah, and that she told you.
Yeah, she told me that. She literally told me that. That when you show up down here, it's a little bit different. We deduct. It's something that most people don't know about. We don't let the word out, but we take care of it.
Wow.
Yeah, $81 and no points.
Nice job, yeah. though.
No jail sentence, nothing like that. Not headed to the slammer, nothing.
Yeah, let's see. The court info. Beware, that does not happen in every court. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know about Douglas, but I guess in Jeffco, that's a deal.
Yeah, I guess so.
So only speed in Jeffco.
Yeah.
I'm going to be racing in Jeffco.
Yeah, don't be. I don't know about Douglas County. I don't know about Adams County. Arapaho. I don't know. Right, I'm just telling you what happened Jeffco. With me yesterday.
Perfect.
Pretty crazy,
yeah, huh? Especially that you got no points.
Yeah, that was the best part of it. I wouldn't mind going ahead and paying the $98, but dropping the points, everything, right?
Right. It's true. My daughter had a 14-point. 14 wow. points? Can you even go that high? I thought
the max was like five six. Or six, yeah.
And then you lose your license. Wow. 14 points? Maybe she meant four.
That?
And they lowered it down to 4 points and $200. How did it 14 points? Does anybody know the number?
I love it.
I feel like that's a felony at that point.
You're a parent and you're calling 4 points against your license and $200 a bargain.
Yeah, right? Wow. I didn't even know it went that high.
Wow.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.